Welcome to the jewel of St. Augustine's cultural facilities, the St. Augustine Amphitheater.
The theater was established in 1965 to commemorate St. Augustine's 400th anniversary. For the next 32 years, it was the permanent performance venue for Cross and Sword, Florida's official state play about the founding and early years of the city. It was written by Pulitzer Prize winner Dr. Paul Green, who also wrote The Lost Colony, which is still performed on Roanoke Island, Virginia. A unique American art form, it is a combination of symphonic drama written to be performed at or near the historical site where the events of the play took place.
In 1996, Cross and Sword had its final production and the facility was reinvented as a concert and cultural facility. In 2007, after extensive renovation and community investment, the facility is now a state-of-the-art performing arts venue with seating for over 4,000 patrons and bringing to the community top entertainers and concerts.
However, keeping true to our commitment to give you a little more of the not-so-obvious information, the 16-acre grounds also include an arboretum, walking trails, and hidden in the surrounding native woods, a coquina quarry.
The ancient quarry was used not only to find stone for the relatively recent additions of Flagler's Ponce de Leon Hotel and other town structures. This is also one of the places where the stone was quarried for Castillo de San Marcos over four centuries ago. Maps of the trails can be found at the box office, and it is well worth the visit.
Enjoy your visit to the amphitheater. Whether you're here enjoying a concert or looking for our hidden history, we hope you find everything you're looking for. For more information, visit scenica1a.org. And don't forget to look for the audio tour markers as you continue your journey on our A1A Scenic and Historic Coastal Byway.